Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 9th, 2014. This is Wednesday in the fifth week of Lent. For today's diary, I am going to pass on speaking about the passage assigned to us from the Gospel of Mark for today. It's not because I don't have something to say about it, neither is it because the passage was scary. It is because over the course of this day, life has happened. My dad was one of five sons, the middle of five sons. And upon his death in late 2012, the three oldest of the five had passed from this life into the next. This evening, I heard from the youngest of the five. He called me to let me know that the fourth son had died yesterday. The fourth son was estranged from many people, estranged from his four children, estranged from his stepchildren, estranged from friends, estranged from extended family. And until just a few weeks before my dad's death in late 2012, he had been estranged from my dad. We don't really know the reasons for my uncle's estrangement. We don't know what wrongs, real or perceived, had been foisted upon him that caused him to believe that he had to absent himself from everyone in the family. But for whatever reason, he died practically alone. My uncle in the phone call today said, "I'm not sure if he believed in God. At one time, he said he was an atheist." And I said to my uncle, "The good news about God is that God believes in us, even when we think we no longer believe in God." Or to use the line out of the prayer book, the bonds established in the waters of baptism are indissoluble. God's love never fails. God's love will not leave us, even when we attempt to leave God's love. And so this evening, I'm mourning just a bit. I'm mourning a relationship that really never was because of my uncle's estrangement. I'm mourning his loneliness and praying that he has found the communion of saints. I'm mourning for all those who, for whatever reason, find themselves alone, estranged and at odds with family and friends. It was just 5 weeks ago that we imposed ashes on ourselves and used those ancient words from Scripture, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return." In the burial office at the commendation, we say, "All of us go down to the grave." Yet even at the grave, we make our song, "Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia." Last evening, during our weekly Eucharist, at the prayers of the people, at the time when we invite intercessions, one of the parishioners in the service prayed, "Remember, O Lord, all those who died today." I have no idea if at the time she was praying that, if my uncle was slipping out of this life and into the next. But I do believe that God remembers. God remembers us, even when we forget one another and forget God. So for all those who mourn and all those who grieve, for all those who are dying, and for all those who will pass this evening from this life into the next, we pray. Father of all, we pray to you for those we love but see no longer. Grant them your peace. Let light perpetual shine upon them. And in your loving wisdom and almighty power, work in them the good purpose of your perfect will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.